One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome to Roastcast, the number one Bachelor recap podcast, hosted by Mel and Rachel, best friend duo. Down to the final four, AB.
Hey, can you believe that?
I can believe it. Can you believe it?
No.
Seems like only yesterday.
I was stunned to find out this was. I was stunned to find out we're going to hometowns. It's time to get these relationships
going, you know, a little bit.
You got to get them. You got to give them the Disney fast pass. You got to move them to the head of the front of the line. You got to speed things up a little bit because we aren't there with anybody yet.
So well, spoiler alert for our little post-episode discussion. Yeah, it sure seems like
we're not there yet with anyone. Well, except for one, maybe.
Maybe, but even that seems kind of a little thinner than I'm used to.
A little thinner than I'm used to is a good way to put it. Yeah, I agree.
It seems thin. I don't know what. Maybe there's thin. Some private eyes out there who can investigate why this seems thin to us. But
and Zach's serious, so it's, you know, I don't.
And he's serious.
I just feel like he has had less time with them than ever before. I don't know why.
Maybe
besides COVID. For
you
the
know
one.
What else is thin? The prices on wine tumblers at RimandAB.com this week, 20% off. No promo code needed. Automatic. 20% off wine tumblers.
We're slashing prices out here. Like Zach is slashing.
Oh, great. Contestants.
Competitors.
That's great.
Yeah.
I hate myself for not thinking that. That's great. We are slashing prices.
We're absolutely slashing prices out here.
Rock bottom. So, yeah, 20% off. Anyway, they're in Budapest, the epitome of romance. Perfect place to fall in love due to the cobblestones. Yeah.
I just think these European countries are a tad overrated on the love scale. Don't yell at me for it.
Hey.
I just think the cobblestone and the castles aren't as... they're always getting talked about like that's the epitome of love. And I don't... They're cool.
They could be in the desert and it would be epitome. That's just the
line. I don't
think
it's just The Bachelor. I think people think of this as love and I don't think it should be.
You're not into the, you're not,
no.
You don't feel cobblestone winding streets are romantic necessarily.
No, I think they're cool. I think castles are cool, but why are castles have anything to do with love?
Princes and princesses, you know, The Bachelor, that's just what it's all about. That guy, the castles.
I guess. I just think we need to take a step back and really look at what.
Where we're going?
Where we're going with the love thing.
Yeah. Castles, you could argue, are overrepresented in the franchise.
Agreed.
Compared to how many there are in the world.
Yeah, I think there's no doubt about that, but I'd like to explore some different love ideas than what we're doing. It's either beach or cobblestone castles. I think
this
there's other
in particular.
I think there's some other stuff we could get into.
You know, if you want to go to, I hate to do this, but if you, it's really easy for travel. You can go to a bunch of different, like pretty different places that are really
around.
Close together. Yeah, easily.
Yeah, you can bounce around. That's true.
Katie, Gabby, and Charity get to the camera roundups before we switch to Jesse and Zach. Jesse reveals Greer is en route to Budapest.
Why?
That's a great question.
Why?
I'm still not totally convinced that she was or is.
Oh, you don't. Oh, wow.
Conspiracy corner. Yeah.
Conspiracy. Okay.
Another roster rundown. Ariel has a confidence about her. I'd like to compare this roster rundown with the last one and see if any of the descriptions changed. Maybe not. Ariel has a confidence about her. Wasn't expecting the date to be so strong. Gabby is funny, but she's quirky as well.
Those seem like too close to things.
It's not really
things.
A butt.
That's just two things that you say together. Funny and quirky. It's an and thing.
AB is athletic, but he can jump high as well. In addition, you'll never guess, but Katie, things have only gotten stronger. Charity makes him feel comfortable so he can be himself. Kat and him have a pull of romantic passion and spark, which is a death knell at this point in the season.
Mm.
If the only thing you can say about a person is that you have a passion or spark.
We're doing hometowns next week, folks.
And we're not doing horn towns. And Brooklyn is a firecracker. Brooklyn is a firecracker and a real cowgirl, I think he said.
A real cowgirl.
Yeah. She's authentic. She's the real deal.
Straight shooter.
Anything else about that?
No.
At the hotel, the date card goes to Katie. Let's fall in love in Budapest. Just this come right out and say it.
This is the precise moment. And we should have seen this coming, where the girls aren't enjoying the one-on-ones anymore. They're not happy for each other. They've all had a one-on-one. It's no longer good for you. This is bad for me now. That's the situation.
Time. If that's the case, it's about time.
Yep.
Although Kat did say, oh, that's so cute, and laid her head on Katie's shoulder. And my immediate reaction was, is it so cute? Do you mean that? And if
it's
you do,
cute.
Are you here for Zach? Because he's like, making his intentions to fall in love with Kat Katie
not cute
explicit.
At all.
Yeah, you should be horrified by this. This is bad news.
This should make you want to puke.
But Brooklyn and Kat did feel that way. Yeah, they're starting to feel like, okay.
Yeah, enough of this.
This was the first, second one-on-one. Now it's getting serious. Katie one-on-one date, leg wrap.
Jump. Yeah, it's hard to bend your knees like that and get any rise to your jump in tight-ass jeans.
Well, as a jumper, you would know, yeah.
Impressive. Impressive leg grab.
She got up.
I'd have to mosey my way up to it, like
shimmy.
creak my legs up.
They take a funicular up the hill for some views. Zach is starting to ask himself, can this person be his wife? People he's talking to.
Mm-hmm.
Cut to them laughing about how they don't know basic facts about one another. Icebreaker stuff. What did you make of that interaction?
Zach throws out the idea, hey, you know, if you think of something that you want to tell me, just throw it out there. Don't hesitate. Let's just start doing that. That'll help us get to know each other a little better because we got hometowns next week. I kind of like that. Fast track it. Something.
The information we gleaned from that was her favorite color is purple. And his ancestor's name was Shacklecross. Are they ready for marriage? You tell me.
We'll see.
I'll play the hits with the street vendors.
Of course.
Vague aphrodisiacs and elderly people asking when they're going to get married. Play the hits.
Yeah, sure.
Anything on the famous Hungarian typewriter activity for new and emerging couples?
Yeah, I have a lot on it, actually.
Good, let's hear it.
I have a lot. This obviously isn't a real thing, Rem. You and I both know that right from the jump.
I wanted to believe.
Anytime you see something love-based that's like the city is known for, you know it's made up. Have you ever been to a city and there's like some random fucking thing that lovers go this up to?
Lover's Point, sure, you know.
It's that thing that those
the
things,
tip of the peninsula
right in
the
town square
propose.
is this typewriter. Let's think of the logistics here, Rim. Who's maintaining that typewriter? It's not even bolted down or anything.
It. I don't know
that
how typewriter.
Who's oiling that typewriter? Who's providing the paper for the typewriter? It seemed in pristine condition. Is someone removing
it's exposed
it when
to the elements?
Rains?
You would think it'd be a little rustier.
It's the elements. It's also not even tied down. Where's the bike lock or something to keep that thing? first things first, that thing's getting stolen. If I see a typewriter sitting there, I'm taking that typewriter home with me. Okay.
What was really convincing to me, they did a good job with the sign. Because
no,
it
they
had
didn't.
Both. Yeah, they did. It was in Hungarian with English
it,
underneath.
Why would it
the
have
The sign
both?
Looked semi-permanent. The table is what sold me on it being fake because it was like a bar top wobbly table.
Who is in charge of maintaining that typewriter? Is it the Parks and Rec Committee? Who is whose job is that?
You got to believe it, baby.
It wasn't tied down, Rem. I can't reiterate that enough. It's not tied down. That thing would be gone in minutes.
How about the poems they wrote? Zach says, well, we're going to write a poem. And then he starts writing a letter.
They both wrote just a paragraph.
Well, she followed his lead. But if you're going to write a poem, write a poem. Don't say you're going to write a poem and then give me a letter.
You're preaching to the choir.
Okay. Anything on their letters or reactions? Zach's almost broke down reading his two sentence.
Yeah, it didn't move me. Okay. What he said didn't move me. I didn't get emotional from that. I thought it was weak.
Of course it was weak.
Someone...
He had no idea this was coming. How could he have known?
Well, I was going to say, in that position, you know they've made up this typewriter thing, so you have all yesterday, probably the flight over to prepare. I would have it pre-written. This was weak. Not long enough, either.
Do you think him cracking up a little bit, reading his heartfelt, do you think that means anything for how he feels about Katie or her chances or
probably
anything like that? All right.
Probably. Yeah. I thought the material was bad.
Of course. Back at the house. Brooklyn is anxious. She's especially concerned about Greer returning and potentially taking a rose from the group.
Yeah, that's got to be concerning.
Well, especially if Ariel thinks it's
unfair. You have to think as a contestant, if they're allowing her to come back, she has to be one of his favorites. Otherwise, he wouldn't have brought her back, right? So you're thinking that's one of the four roses right there.
And all they know is that she's coming back, of course.
Yeah. If she's coming back, I'm thinking, okay, that's one of the roses. Katie's getting the other. That leaves like five of us for one or two roses. That's not good.
Nope.
Or maybe six of them. I don't remember.
It's definitely not six. Definitely not. I'm not even sure it was five. Kat's really hoping for another one-on-one before meeting her family. The day card is Ariel, who definitely thought it was a one-on-one for her. She goes, Ariel? She goes, oh, me? No. Charity, Gabby, and Kat, which means Brooklyn gets the second one-on-one.
I was very happy to see this.
As a Brooklyn fan, sure.
Very happy to see this.
Were you surprised at all? Did you think, wow, she's...
No, I wasn't surprised.
I didn't perceive her to be
number
two.
Maybe Zach's seen what I see.
Occupation.
I want to see what that hometown's about. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought he was
the curiosity factor was enough to pull him in.
Can I do some rodeo stuff? That seems fun.
Kat is crying to the camera, wondering if Zach misses her as much as she misses him.
She's not only crying to the camera, she's crying openly in the group to everyone, stealing Brooklyn's moment. Mrs. Steal Your Moment. Kat.
At least she says, like, I'm happy for you, but I'm also sad.
Well, that's the thing. She does that a couple times tonight when she's stealing someone's moment. Which, again, I'm okay with stealing people's moments.
For the record,
I don't care. And I like people stealing moments. Yeah. That needs to be noted. But when she does it, she goes, well, of course I'm happy for you, but this sucks. Or something like that. You're not happy for them.
Katie, one-on-one, nighttime. Nighttime at the oldest bathhouse in Hungary. Could not have chosen a worse location for acoustics. For a one-on-one date, when it's a major echo here.
It's bad in that they go to the later section of the date in that the oldest bath pool, the oldest pool I've ever seen. No, the indoor one. Later in this part of the episode, when they go to that creepy pool I don't know if it was a hot tub or a pool. It was a huge, creepy old pool, the oldest pool I've ever seen. The acoustics in there were somehow worse.
Renowned acoustics guys, it was upsetting to see.
It's bad.
This is a roast for hometowns, reminder. Katie says Zach is everything she needs in a man and more. She says, I think you'd make a great father and husband because of your deep voice, your stern, unflappable nature. You would probably be a good football coach as well. Now that I'm naming these characteristics.
I was wondering if we were going to get some real talk tonight between these two. The front runner, who we haven't seen a lot of deep conversations with.
That's true.
I was wondering. I wanted it.
Do you think we did?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay.
They got to know each other on a deeper level. I'll say that. Yeah. At first I thought it wasn't going to be when they started talking, but then they got deeper.
The deep conversations with Zach, they ease in a little bit. Later, Ariel and him were like, we both swear. Isn't that funny? Anyway, my heart's been shattered. Whatever, you know. Katie's family backstory, her biological dad left when she was young, and she didn't meet him until she was 16 when his mom, her grandmother, passed away.
At that point, she said he also tried to form a relationship with her and her brother, but that it was too late at that point.
It's too late. Well, it was too late because her mom was in a relationship with someone else who became her father figure until he left, too.
That's a tough story. She basically lost two father figures in her life, she says. Tough.
My opinion?
What?
Little bumbling, stumbling response from Zach.
I thought it was a bad response, too.
Not bad, but just not his finest work.
I'd go so far
as
say bad.
Maybe
his
worst, but not as... Yeah, definitely not. Yeah, it was a little bumbling, stumbling. And
he doesn't have much to say.
I thought Katie was crying because of his response. I was like, oh, man, he dropped the ball so bad here that she's disappointed in him. But no, it was just a little bumbling, stumbling. It took him a minute.
Yeah, and I don't think he really went anywhere either. I don't think he gave a proper response even at the end.
When Katie started crying, it turned a little into like a fourth wall breaking moment when he leaned into her and he said, you know, only share what you would like to share. Mm-hmm. Kind of like, you don't have to do this for the cameras if you don't want to, which is a mildly compelling moment, especially for this season. Anything else on that?
Nope. Gives her the rose. Which is a hometown rose, just a reminder.
First one
through. She's going to hometowns. Katie's going to hometowns. Then they go in the old-timey pool I was referring to earlier.
The old-timey pool, yes.
You don't see too many old-timey pools these days, Rim.
Well, they're like those Iceland pools. They're hot spring. That's hot
spring water. Is that hot? You sure that was hot in there?
Hot for a pool. It was in a hot tub. Bathhouses, that's where business is done. that's where you meet and you
Why
talk.
Does America not have more bathhouses?
Well, the lack of hot springs and near urban centers is one reason.
That outdoor thing wasn't a hot spring thing, was it? I thought that was just a big ass.
The indoor one was too. They pipe it in.
They pipe in the hot water.
Yeah, that's not.
They're not
that's
heating not, that water up.
Now we're getting into a territory where I can't say for sure, but I know that there is special, that water has special properties. It's not.
I thought both. Well, how do they keep it clean then, Rim? With all those people. The chlorine's there for a reason.
You want me to add?
chlorine in pools is there for a reason.
But they got other shit in there, that minerals and things of that nature. This is not normal water.
Are you telling me that they don't artificially heat up the water in that big ass thing? That look like a pool later?
I can't say for certain. I'm not sure they do. Maybe a little bit. Maybe they maintain it. There are mechanisms to maintain the temperature. But the water is from the earth. I'm telling you. These are special.
It was a little bit too much concrete for me to think that that wasn't artificially. It looked like a pool. It looked like an American pool. The other
one.
What
kind of is?
I'd need some more information here.
Well, you're free to Google. She's falling in love with him, she says, but just needs some more time to say it. I wonder if she'll say it outside her hometown house on a bench before he leaves in the Tahoe. I wonder if she'll say it then. Anything else on that, AB?
Natural hot springs range from 68 to 95 degrees. If it's to that lower end, I'm not interested at all. Okay?
Nobody's forcing you to go in.
At all. Don't take me to a fucking 70-degree hot spring. That's all I'm telling you. Okay.
Group date, daytime. Magic, magic, magic. I'm sure I've done that before on the show, but it makes me laugh every time. Horacio from The Challenge 20 years from now. Does a little crowd work to start it off. Ibby, what did you think of this date overall? This activity?
Bullshit.
Yeah, I hated this.
This is bullshit. Because, cool, do the tricks. The heart on the hand, all that, whatever. Mm-hmm. But when they got Magic. To the part where the magician...
Mentalist. Well, big difference.
Hold up. Let me backtrack a little bit. The guy, I looked up the guy. You want to know about the guy?
I looked him up as well.
Labib Malik. On his website, real life magician, mind reader, alchemist, psychonaut, storyteller, traveler, dreamer, believer.
Dreamer as well. Interesting.
And then he adds at the end,
mentalist,
as seen on Bachelor, mentalist. I don't think this man went by mentalist until the producers gave him that title. Mentalist isn't a part of his deal.
I would say what he did next was mentalism.
Of course it was.
Guessing there.
I'm saying I don't think he is trained in mentalism prior to this show. That's what I'm telling you, Rim. If you look at the man's Instagram, he has a list of 10 things he is, and then he lists at the very end his Bachelor appearance, hashtag mentalist.
Are you questioning the credentials?
I'm questioning whether he was a mentalist at all.
Here's what...
Okay.
The group activity after he does the heart on the hand thing.
That was cool. How'd he do that?
Magic, AB.
How do you do that?
Magic. You want to know?
I would love to know.
Sits them down individually, asks them to imagine. The first up was Gabby. He says, wow, people can see through you, Gabby, because she pictured a glass cube in a desert. Fine little activity thing. However, this changed Gabby's outlook on her relationship with Zach and
that
may
was my
have
problem.
Damaged her chances to win the season. All of this entire activity, which was not fun or entertaining to watch as a viewer, bled mm-hmm. over into the nighttime portion of the day and wreaked havoc.
I'd say this
entire group date was bad because of
I'd it. Say this mentalist changed the show.
The trajectory of the entire show.
It's like when you yeah. go back in time and you like change something.
Maybe
and then
that.
It changes the future. That's what this yeah. was like. This they mentalist turned... changed everything in the future. We'll never know what would have been had this mentalist
Without
not
the mentalist.
Done
I
what
agree.
He did.
I agree.
I don't know if it's necessarily a negative. He changed it negatively, but he changed it. However this season ends up is different because of this mentalist, and I don't know that I'm okay with that.
They manage to turn... a magic show activity, a performance
that was fun
into half of them scurried out of the stage, off the stage with tears in their eyes. He did guess what words Gabby was thinking, safety and comfort. He guessed Ariel's too. And then he makes Charity discuss her infidelity, the infidelity of her previous partner again. So mm-hmm. she's crying. I'm not sure what the point of guessing what the words you are thinking doesn't really, that's cool, but like they're going to say them anyway. So it doesn't really advance. It doesn't advance any.
How is he getting anymore. Those words though?
I'm telling you, it's real. I'm telling you, they look at like the way your eyes, the wrinkles in your face move, and they're like, oh, safety and comfort. It's crazy shit. It'd be something happened with Kat. She wasn't sure if Zach was ready to meet her family. Thought about walking away from this, which is, of course, he asked that question, you know, producers in the ear, ask her if she thought about walking away from this. So she's worried that Zach is going to misinterpret some of these revelations. Just a real bummer of a date.
I was worried for Kat, too. I mean, anytime there's any issue, he has sent the woman home.
Yeah.
Any potential roadblock, you're going home.
You're going
he doesn't play that.
I think Kat was losing steam prior to the mentalist.
I think so too.
But this maybe was over the edge.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, this wasn't a fun activity, and it bled over to the nighttime portion that bummed me out.
All the women were shook to their core because of this magician. I don't know if that's what they were going for or what.
I think they were. Anyway, nighttime portion. It was very tense leading into this portion of the date. Charity is crying before Zach even showed up. That's how poorly the daytime portion went.
Because of the mentalist.
Literally because of the mentalist. She doesn't want that Zach to think she's not invested already because of what they discussed on the mentalist date, which him and her already discussed on their one-on-one anyway. So I'm not sure why it would have changed anything.
Mm-mm.
Ariel one-on-one time. What'd you make of this?
She talks about her family, tells a little funny story about her dad, talks about the Ukrainian Jewish population in New York that are a huge family. And she can't wait for them to meet him. I noted here, Zach seems really into Ariel.
I kind of like him together, AB.
I like him. I like Ariel more than I thought I would.
So this changed how you felt about their connection, this little conversation.
Yeah. Not just that, but they kiss, then they walk away and kiss again in a second hallway kiss. There might be something here with these two. Yeah.
Charity one-on-one time. Kind of the same discussion they had on their nighttime one-on-one portion.
Yeah, yep. She's not certain if she trusts herself in relationships.
He says with her, it's not just a spark, but a possible forever future.
That was interesting, too.
Yeah.
Forever future, possibly. I didn't know what my head was going all sorts of places during this section of
these individual one-on-one times.
Yeah, I thought I walked
Your
away from each of them.
Rankings were changing in real time with a different feeling about them.
Each time that he'd talk to someone, I'd move them ahead of the person that I just moved up.
Oh, everybody was moving up.
Everyone was moving up. Yeah. Just from little things he'd said that I am taking too much.
Putting weight behind his word. His words deserve a little. He's not
forever
loose with,
future.
Yeah, he's not loose with stuff like that.
Yeah.
With the group, Gabby expresses concern about the mentalist saying she leaves people confused, which she didn't even think about herself until the mentalist, a theater performer, said it. An entertainer.
Her
question everything about how she views herself as a person, this theater performer.
A guy that will come and do your local prom, post-prom.
Post-prom, corporate events.
He can come do your post-prom, or he can come do a nice little deal for a corporate lunch for you. That
or
guy changed.
A bachelor date.
Or he can come in and change your outlook on life if you're a bachelor contestant.
It's easy for a viewer to say, but if someone is participating in a bachelor group date, just take their proclamations with a grain of salt. They are paid performers. It's not. So now Gabby's spiraling.
Yeah.
Thinking she's going to be too much for Zach. Cut to her one-on-one time. She says, hey, a lot of stuff's going on in my brain all the time. Do you want to know about it? And he says, you're fun to be around. And that's pretty much it. That eases her fears and they make out.
Yeah, he didn't even say yes. Yes, I want to know.
I mean, he might have said yes, but this just seemed like a disconnected.
Yeah. Yep.
They kiss not just in the hallway, but in the atrium as well.
A lot of multiple kisses here.
Kat one-on-one time. Kat is worried after the mentalist as well. She doesn't want him to think anything that she said came from a place of doubt. Worried about him meeting her family, her considering leaving. So she's going into this with a lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
They leave this conversation in a better spot. What happened during it that changed that, AB?
Kat just talks in particular about her wanting to leave, talks about how hard of a situation it is, but says that it was worth it because of him. Zach says something about wanting to find his forever love. And if you want that, I need you to let me know, he says to Kat. If you want that forever love, let me know. And Kat lets him know she does, obviously. That's the only thing you can say in that situation. And then Zach says, I'm feeling better. So basically, he puts an ultimatum on her. You need to let me know right now whether you want forever love. If you say no, then you're going home. If you don't, then you might last the night.
Maybe.
Might last the night. I don't know what else she was supposed to say there. I don't know.
Do you think Kat clawed her way back into the top four after this?
I thought it was a possibility. Yeah.
Yeah. So from that very intense discussion, we go back to the group.
They kissed twice, too, by the way.
I didn't note that.
They kissed once on the couch, and then they moved.
I was too busy cooking up that pun.
The cat pun. The cat pun, yeah. Clawed her way. They kissed once at the couch, and then once again when right in front of the door to the other women. So before he was going to go in.
With the group, Zach offers a group date rose to Gabby.
Interesting.
That surprise you?
Yeah, I just don't know how... I felt good about all these conversations when they ended. I didn't know. I thought this would be this is a big group date, right?
Consequential, you're saying.
Yeah, you're giving the hometown to a certain person. You would almost think that makes her number two then on his power rankings.
Yeah.
That's the person you feel most comfortable with going to hometowns. You need no additional time to make the decision. So you got to have Gabby number two, I think.
Both portions of this date stunk, in my opinion. All the conversations were intense, everyone was sad, and nothing really moved forward in my
eyes.
All
of the conversations were triggered from the first part. They all had to discuss something that the mentalist put in their head.
Yeah, more or less.
Okay.
And everyone was reduced to tears from a group date activity.
Yes.
Group date, grade F. This wasn't entertaining.
I wouldn't go F.
Well, that was a shock value grade, AB. I'm not actually grading the group
date. The mentalist,
dates.
Come on.
I wanted to get a laugh.
That's fun.
It was fun. I like, you know, the heart on her hand was
hard on
her
hand.
How did
you
do that?
How is he doing some of this stuff?
Let's take a quick break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Okay, the Greer send-home segment. An obvious send-home situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Private hotel room discussion? The way she's talking about her future with Zach in the lead-up?
Also, you have to remember, Greer, this is going back 2 weeks now, the last time she talked to him, it went bad. Remember when she was talking?
Yeah, that's right.
She compared the COVID to her job, or that's how Zach took it, and he was upset about that because Zach's... Takes it too serious. things too serious. And
yeah,
that was the last conversation. So you had a bad conversation. And you had already not seen him in a week, really, because he had to quarantine. So then you have to wait another week. You're behind everybody.
Yeah. So Zach opens up talking about the first night they met, which is a bad sign.
Mm-hmm. It's a long time ago.
What did you make of this conversation, AB?
Talks about how there were fireworks when they started. Also not a good sign. How they both had weeks stolen from them. And a lot of connections got really strong In particular, next week is hometown. You cannot possibly think you're going to be getting a hometown.
They haven't been on a date yet.
This conversation was.
I'm not meeting your parents.
We still haven't been on a date. It's obvious to us that she's going home, right?
Of course.
But I can see to Greer, Zach's a good guy. He's not going to make me waste all this time, fly me out here.
He's not going to fly me out
here.
Then
send me home would be what I'd be thinking. He must really like me. Otherwise, Zach wouldn't fly me out here. What she doesn't understand is Zach has
nothing to do with this. And he's not booking the flights.
Zach has nothing to do with this. He probably doesn't know you were coming until the day of. That's what you didn't understand, Greer.
Almost certainly.
But I can understand where she thought that. Like, Zach at least wants me. There's a chance. And I'm definitely not getting sent home right now. When I flew out here, he'll at least give me one date.
That reminds me of when Jesse and him sat down at the beginning. He goes, "You picked a great spot, man." Jesse, come on. Zach's not directing this on a whim. Though, anyways, he tells her, you know, I'm not 100% ready, confident in a future with us. I'm not ready to meet your parents, obviously. She starts crying. She says, "I understand." It was a whisper cry. I would have appreciated some subtitles there. She thought, hey, this is going to be a great chance for us to catch up. Didn't realize it was just a chance to say goodbye. The lines made me wonder if she knew as well. She had a couple lines in there.
There were three what I'd consider bachelorette audition moments on this episode. This being the first of them.
I haven't been looking out for those. You have, and you've been identifying good ones.
No, I only know the one, and it's Christina Mandrell. This is because I was Googling her.
The one what?
Are you talking about Bachelor...
Moments. Attempts. Moments. Identified the last couple weeks this was an attempt to be the next Bachelorette.
Yeah, this is one.
That news is out, by the way.
Who's going to be it?
Rumor
it's already
mill.
Out?
Yeah. Beep. Yes.
Wow. He just doesn't let anyone have any fun.
Well, you don't have to look.
Yeah.
In his defense, you don't have to look. I want you to know that. So
it's
you're
hard.
Careful
once he tells,
Googling
once
headlines.
He tells, once he says it, I do have to. I see it. People will see it. I'll see it if I'm looking.
I haven't seen it. Don't look. That's what I'm telling you. Don't look.
But I can't even like be online or on any of the Bachelor
That's
Instagram
the
or
in
Twitter or anything.
Yeah.
You can't be anywhere anymore once he says that. Who wants this? Why would you want this?
A lot of people. I'll
Let's
say this.
Put this man out of business by just stop paying attention to him. Who? Why would you
want
to know?
What
like, right? Are there people out there that are like, oh my god, I need to know who the Bachelorette is desperately. I can't.
Do you
want
to know if The Rock is going to be at WrestleMania?
No.
Oh.
I want. Do? I want to fucking find out when I'm there in the moment. People don't understand what these spoilers do to the moments.
The moments on Good Morning America?
Yeah. Let us have this.
Well, that's just the reality of the world, AB, and it's not going anywhere.
So you
anyway,
know who
I
it
just
is?
No, but I want you to know that it's out there.
It ruins the show, too.
Sometimes. My opinion on Greer is I don't think she was going to hometowns anyway. If let's say the IL time never happened for either of them. I don't think she's going to hometowns anyway.
It's just a tough situation. Goes from first impression to getting COVID to being sent home.
Brooklyn one-on-one date daytime.
I wrote here, Brooklyn, unfortunately, I think is going home here.
I got that feeling as well. But then it went away and then it came back.
It went away. It's just tough when you have that many people still there to give her the rose and have only one rose for the remaining people. And there's some good people in that group. The chances are you're not getting this rose. And that is why you were given this one-on-one.
Exactly.
You
That's what surprised me about the one-on-one initially. I was like, Brooklyn got it. It started to add up when you realize it's for a send-home.
Yeah. What's that Bachelor stats page? They should check into...
Bachelor data.
The date before hometowns... The percentage of the second group, so it's the second one-on-one date that I'm interested in. The second
really
one-on-one
the
date of that episode, what percentage of those people get a rose? I bet it's Very low.
I bet
low.
It's lower than average.
I bet it's lower, much lower than average. The second one in particular.
Yeah.
Because then, again, the numbers game just doesn't add up for that person to get a rose.
I agree. They're right, but the reason I thought Brooklyn was getting a hometown is because she mentioned in the daytime portion a specific family member, her grandfather.
Mm.
And if you say my grandfather's this, that, and the other, here's why I love him so much in the daytime, I'm thinking they're priming us to meet him. Gabby's grandfather, so popular. Grandfathers are huge on this show for this franchise. Yeah. That maybe we're going to meet Brooklyn's.
Mm-hmm.
No. Anything on riding bikes through town? The hot air balloon?
That's the type of hot air balloon I'd like, with the netting all the way to the top.
Yeah,
I don't just
want
to be in one
sky.
Of those baskets. Yeah. I just don't want to be in one of those teetering baskets.
That was enclosed.
I could do that.
They didn't seem too, oh my gosh.
It was enclosed.
When you go on a hot air balloon, you go, oh my God. They're like, well, we're just floating in the sky. No big deal. You might as well be on an airplane.
How fast do you think you'd float down if the fire went out?
Great question.
You think you'd be fine?
Yes.
I think you'd be fine. So what's the concern? If you're in that enclosed thing.
The fire goes out.
Yeah, but not all at once. I would imagine they're doing short little bursts of flames to keep it from going too fast.
But in between the bursts?
But also, I don't even know if they need the flames now that I'm thinking about it. You can just let it go, I think, because of the balloon. Because of the big-ass balloons.
Beekman AB and Rim 9.
There's just a lot of stuff out there in this world that I just don't know about. And this show teaches me some things.
Okay, yeah, that's all I have. They bike around Brooklyn.
As our balloon is rising, so is our relationship.
I didn't get that feeling.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
They were kissing on the balloon, though.
Well, they were bored. Not much else to do up there. There was a moment he goes, oh, that's where we were biking. You mean right where we just were? Where we just lifted off from? We're barely in the air. You mean right there? 20 feet down?
We
look at that.
Set
there.
We set the bikes to the side.
Yeah, we just
we
walked
just
up
got
to
off those bikes.
We biked all around this area near the balloon. Oh, what are the odds?
That's how you know you're forcing conversation.
Yeah, scraping the bottom of the barrel for topics.
There's where we went biking. Yeah, we biked here.
Oh, what a memory. Back at the hotel, Charity and Kat are running the numbers, and they say, well, Brooklyn will get one. So
obviously
that leaves one for us, two, and Ariel.
When they said, when they cut to someone saying confidently that the person on the one-on-one's getting a one-on-one date rose, that means that person
guaranteed
is not getting a rose. My heart dropped in that moment.
Yeah. I don't think your heart needs to drop, AB. I think we will see going to be on Paradise lassoing someone from the top step of Paradise.
Yeah, I agree. It's going to be great.
I was hoping for a laugh, but you were just envisioning it. And
no,
it
I just really want to see that. You need straight shooters on the beach, Rim.
They really keep order. They keep order in a chaotic system.
You got to have your straight shooters.
Back on the date, back in the bath. Back in the bath.
Back in the bath.
Play the hits. Old couple playing chess. We met here 25 years ago.
Giant hot tub. Looks great.
Yeah. Brooklyn can see herself spending the rest of her life with Zach.
They were still kissing in the pool. Then I wrote here, maybe she will be getting a rose. This went pretty well.
They brought it back a little bit. They brought it back.
This went pretty well. Why are you still kissing in the pool?
Before we get to another reason why I thought she might have been getting a rose, run the tape. For some reason, they put some obvious CGI steam on two shots. They filled the screen with fake steam.
When they're kissing.
No, but it was a far away. It was like a landscape shot.
I know.
When they were up close, that was all the steam was real and mostly behind them. But then they pulled away and like showed the pool wide shot. They put fake cartoonish steam on the screen.
Do you think there was too many people there? They didn't want to have them all sign. They didn't want to go around with the, hey guys, can you all sign this and be on our TV show? They just said, fuck it, we'll just steam them out.
That is 100% correct.
There's so many people there. That place was loaded. It looked like Beaver Pool on a hot summer day, Rim.
Mm-hmm, so true.
That's so. If you're going to a busy pool, everyone's in the water. Like, hey, can you guys all pop out and sign this? I
don't know how many of their faces were identifable in these shots. But
I don't even want to risk it. Let's just throw the steam on there.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's just throw the fake steam on there. Don't even have to worry about it.
Well, here I was thinking I discovered some like, why'd you do that? Well, there's an obvious answer. Brooklyn 101 date nighttime. So I thought she was getting a rose because he asked about her family.
Yeah.
If you're not going to meet the family, ask about them.
He hadn't shown any signs of being out yet. Usually the lead is talking to the camera like, I just don't know if I can get there. This nighttime is going to be very important to see if I can get there. He hadn't said any of that yet.
Nope.
So I came back around to thinking she's getting a rose.
We don't often learn about specific family members and then say, not good enough, you're going home.
Now we know about this grandpa who gets his kids into rodeo racing and we don't even get to meet the man. A real life cowboy. We're not even gonna get to see him. This is not good for anybody.
I thought obviously we're gonna be meeting her grandpa.
We have to.
And as soon as I thought that, music switches and Zach, he says, "I need to take a minute and figure out how I'm gonna phrase this breakup."
Part of me wonders, because they introduced us to this person, if she'll be the bachelorette now.
Interesting, AB.
Because now we need to meet the grandpa. I'm willing to give you the bachelorette just so I can meet that guy.
Is that your decision? I'll do it. He walks away. He gets up, tearing up to the camera. Zach had a couple nice lines here. One to the camera, which is, if I'm not feeling confident, who am I to be in that house? And then when he returns, he said something along the lines of, you deserve the love you're looking for. No, it said,
you deserve the love I can't give you.
That's right.
Wow.
That was a pretty good line.
That was fire. That was a good line. Straight fire.
I mean, how can you be mad at that? He's like, well,
you can't be mad at that.
That's a great line. Even Brooklyn was like, damn, that was good. That was a nice.
Goddamn. I can't even be mad at you. I'm not even mad at you. Bars are bars.
That's true. Wow. Quick little clap as I wipe my tears.
You deserve the love I can't give you.
And then she had a good line outside. It felt so good to feel so strongly about someone so great.
Yeah.
It was a nice play. Got the nice point across.
Yep.
Anything else on that? The breakup, baby?
Well, they break up. Brooklyn goes in the car. She gets her bachelorette breakup montage.
It was a nice moment in the van.
They then pull her, continuing with the bachelorette breakup montage, they pull her bag. And all the ladies are breaking down.
Yeah.
And they even do a hug circle.
What do you think about this?
Well, are you saying it's fake?
I'm not saying it's fake.
I'm
wondering where the...
Why they did it is my question.
This is good news for you. If you want to marry Zach, I know it's hard. You're going to see this person in 3 or 4 weeks when you film the reunion.
This is great news for you.
This is good news for you.
Now two of you get to stay.
Where's Crystal with the evil grin? Where's Corinne fist pumping when they take the luggage away?
They're all hugging and one of them's actually looking at the camera in the middle of the circle hug.
I didn't pick up on
grinning.
That.
No, I'm saying they should have done that. No one was doing that.
Oh, you're that's a concocted scenario. Yeah. Yes, I wish
no one was actually doing that. No.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know what to think. Did you have anything else on that, or did I interrupt?
I just noted, Kat, can you actually leave the circle? This is for people that care about each other in here that haven't been stealing each other's moments. Just please.
How meta is your stealing moments bit?
Step out. Please step out of the circle. This hard circle is for people who have not stolen each other's moments.
So just This is
also
a season.
Also, Kat and Brooklyn have been back and forth for weeks.
That's true.
That's please true.
I'm starting
the,
to wonder about the legitimacy the of any of these arguments.
Are you questioning the circle? Or the, oh, the legitimacy of the arguments.
We have
yeah.
concocted our, talked our way into circles around here. I'm saying AB has had a long running bit
about stealing
born
moments.
Of Christina Mandrell stealing Charity's moment after receiving your group date rose. And now anyone who has ever kind of stolen a moment since, he facetiously rags on as a kind of reverse way of reminding us that
Christina,
tying it all back to Christina Mandrell did not deserve to be maligned for that action.
I'm reminding everybody of the injustice.
Yes.
It's a great Christina Mandrell faced.
I hope I didn't take away from it by explaining it. But
no, I think it needed to be explained.
That bit is very layered.
It's layered and it's lasted weeks.
Okay. Rose ceremony.
Why didn't we have a cocktail hour?
Maybe they
are we
did.
Done with those?
I don't know.
No, they didn't.
No,
or
maybe
they didn't show
they
us.
They didn't
at least.
Show it. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Well, maybe the cocktail party was canceled because they took so long to walk from where they were dropped off to the Rose Room. That was the slowest, most solemn funeral procession style walk. They're all holding hands with their heads down. They might have been crying. If you zoomed in, it was a very strange.
It looked like how you walk to a funeral. Of a loved one. It looked like a bunch of sisters walking up to the funeral of one of their...
A relative. One of their other sisters or their parent or something.
Yeah, somebody.
It was a slow, solemn...
Yeah. Going to say the last goodbyes.
Yeah. So they finally get to the rose ceremony, which was held in the Hyrule Castle courtyard from Ocarina of Time. Katie has a one-on-one date rose. Gabby has the group date rose, leaving two roses for Charity, Kat, and Ariel. The roses go to Ariel and Charity.
Wow. I got a look of confidence from Katie tonight that I haven't seen with anyone else, Rim. She's giving, like, you'll be okay hugs to people. You know,
yeah.
You're going to be okay. You weren't going to win anyways. I've had this in the bag. You know it and I know it. That's the look she was giving to these girls, including the people that got roses. She's like, oh, you got a rose? That'll be too bad in a couple weeks. That's the look she was giving. That'll be too bad in a couple weeks.
That's a big pronouncement.
When you're going home. I saw it on her eye, in Katie's eyes. She thinks she has it wrapped up, just like I think she has it.
I was going to say, do you think she has it wrapped up?
Yeah, I do.
I think Ariel's got a slim chance. I think Gabby's got a slim chance. If it weren't for that goddamn mentalist, she'd have a lot
better
chance.
Whoever gets the first second one-on-one.
It's tough. Yeah. Do you think Charity has a shot?
No.
Okay.
I don't think any of them have a shot. Really don't.
Yeah, I would be very surprised if anyone but Katie won at this point.
Very surprised, yeah.
Because other people seem to be making more progress discussion topic-wise, especially before Katie's second one-on-one nighttime. And yet he still speaks about Katie as if, wow, what something I can't even... I never stop thinking about her. Everything keeps getting better constantly on a linear path.
She is the only person who will be going into her third date with Zach before her hometown.
It's true.
The rest of them will be going on their second date.
50% more dates.
That's a lot more dates. Okay.
I think they're ready. we have a post-rose ceremony sit down, yeah.
One more thing. Kat, they built her up to kind of be a villain almost the last few episodes, and then they did this whole tearful goodbye. Like, it was a long goodbye they gave her. I think there was a damn commercial break in between. This thing was long, Rim.
I know.
She got a bachelorette edit. I struggled with how you've presented her to me the last couple weeks to give a shit about any of that. I thought it was extremely long for how they painted her the last couple weeks.
There is something in the mailbag that touches on that concept, and I will comment on it there as well. But yeah, this is a...
The Bachelorette edit just wasn't hitting for me at all here.
Kat also got a post-rose ceremony bench sit-down.
Yeah, that's part of it. That's what I'm talking about.
Which was confusing to me.
And I was confused.
She goes, she sits down, she goes, why?
Why what?
Like, well, because you didn't have a connection. What do you mean?
Why? What do you mean? You're in seventh place and yeah. You had to leave.
Circumstances what made this why? Look like you're in fifth, but this is definitely a seventh or sixth
what
situation.
Mean, why? We've and had a Zach, horrible couple weeks.
Zach inexplicably tells her they had the best connection.
I don't know why he said that.
I don't know why he said that. That's wrong. That's never been true. That's never been true at any point.
That's never been true. You guys have had a bad couple weeks.
And at the same time, I do feel bad for Kat because she felt like she fulfilled the criteria. She did what was requested of her, which was share these things, be open,
vulnerable,
the whole thing. She
probably did, but so did everyone else.
I know, but you don't. Contestants don't think that way because you're in the silo. And you're saying, the response is like, well, I can't believe this person wasn't on the same page as me when I was telling them all these things. Well,
Kat was acting like
there's nine other people.
Kat was acting like you would anticipate the third placed person.
Yeah.
Acts like, why didn't I get to meet your family? Anyone going home after one date isn't a why did this happen to me situation, like surprised in my eyes.
No words from Kat in the van. The big moment was Jesse swinging by to hug Zach so they could get that shot. I didn't know if this was a huggable moment. I didn't
think it was a huggable moment. No.
Kat, Brooklyn, and Greer all went home this week. It went from 7-4.
And I thought Brooklyn, Greer, and Kat all got Bachelorette edits.
That's astonishing to me. Maybe they're just, they're
they might just be doing
it
just in case.
Yeah.
But I thought they all got painted that way.
Hometowns are Monday next week, followed by Women Tell All on Tuesday.
Most terrifying words in Bachelor podcasters' life. A Bachelor doubleheader.
Yeah, that'll send a shiver down your spine. Here's what
took the wind out of me. It's like I got punched in the gut. A Bachelor doubleheader.
When they cut to Jesse in studio, heart palpitations in a bad way. I think hometowns are going to be 2 hours Monday and then probably 1 hour, on Tuesday.
I like
That's
that.
My prediction.
I like that.
We are traditionally do not recap the tell-alls. Yeah, so we'll... I think there's a good chance we do two episodes next week is what I'm saying.
What is there... I must ask you, Rim, what is there to tell? There's no behind-the-scenes stuff that I want to hear about.
There's not even really drama.
There's no real drama that I need to get like some finality to it. There's nothing I need. There's nothing I need from anybody that's went home.
Sad but true.
I'm trying to think of anything I could need.
It's funny
Christina Mandrell.
It's...
I mean, I'll be tuned in for Christina. See what she has to say about how she got wronged.
Okay. I generally don't like the tell-alls because I don't care about the finality of these conflicts that you mentioned. But here we don't even have conflicts.
We don't
to
have
hash
anything.
Out.
We don't need to hash anything out here. This is.
I'm almost more curious about it because of that.
Yeah, I'm wondering what they're gonna do. What are y'all gonna do for 2 hours or an hour? Maybe it'll just be a half hour. I don't know.
Here's my next Bachelorette prediction.
Okay, let's hear it.
I think it's gonna be Gabby.
Oh, you think it's gonna be Gabby?
I think it's Gabby. And I
thought
that's
interesting.
In the credits. Nothing crazy. She was just hanging out with Katie in the hot tub or something. But she just had a fun way about her. And she has a similar personality, in my opinion, as kind of the Tia Raven type. And I'm part of that maybe is in my mind they look alike.
Yeah.
But she doesn't have the Tia kind of controversial ball playing that Tia had with that Colton storyline. People were Tia fatigued.
Mm-hmm.
By the time she was a potential Bachelorette. So I think it could be Gabby.
That's interesting.
Thank you.
That's interesting.
Who do you think it's going to be?
I don't know. I think it could be out of who's left. Yeah, Gabby seems like a good, But Brooklyn and Christina seemed like good choices, too, in my eyes. Just because they have interesting stories and they seem like they...
Christina would be interesting. To get sent home and be the villain, in quotes.
I feel like she's gotten some... Nowhere near, but some Grocer Joe type love online from her TikToks and other funny content she's put out since then. That would make her an interesting... She obviously has the personality for it. They need someone. Yeah. They have to have someone interesting.
Yeah.
Next to Zach. Otherwise, you have a dull, boring year of Bachelor. You can't do that. You have to do someone very entertaining to be the yin. He's got to be the opposite of Zach here.
I like that. And you're
Christina
right.
Christina Mandrell or Brooklyn fit that mold to me.
Gabby.
Gabby does too, I think.
Gabby's funny and quirky. Remember that.
He said that, I didn't know. But now, I think it's one of those three.
It's a good call on the audition doesn't stop when you walk out of the mansion. If you gain interest after the fact, if you capitalize successfully, that will bring their eyes back towards you. So when Christina Mandrell left filming...
No chance.
They probably thought, well, that's that for her.
Yeah.
Her story has taken on a life of its own, you're saying, after the fact, and now there's more interest.
I think so.
I like that, AB. Nobody does it better.
Nobody does it better.
Mailbag. I'm talking about you, not...
I know.
Okay, all right. Mailbag 773-234-7794. This week's question was... I think just how do you feel about the season and who's your dark horse?
You also, one more thing about Christina Mandrell. Yeah. You can't sleep on the fact that they've been using her full name the entire time.
I sleep on Christina
Mandrell. They thought it was a name at the time. Like, that's a big name.
They put some eggs in that basket. She got the bus entrance.
Exactly. Christina Mandrell. It's still on their website.
Would they take it off?
Maybe.
Let's get her last name. Alex from Virginia. I find this season entertaining, if only because it's shockingly boring and lacking major drama. And talking about that is the real source of entertainment in my various group chats. The exciting storylines that we all want to see are getting cut short so early. I can't help but imagine that when Zach sent Christina Mandrell home, a producer threw their tablet to the ground and yelled the F word. Thank you, Alex. Abby from Virginia. Overall, I'm enjoying the season and watching a back-to-the-basics love story. Yes, it's lacking in antics, but I can see Zach staying committed to the person he ends up with in the very end. I think part of the reason I'm not super invested in any of the contestants is they all seem accomplished and confident in their lives with or without Zach. With the exception of maybe Katie, I don't think anyone would be truly heartbroken if they don't leave engaged to Zach. Even on Clayton's season, I was really invested in what would happen between Rachel, Gabby, and Susie, maybe because they hyped it up to be super dramatic. Thank you, Abby. This is from Michael. I'm entertained this season in the way I'm entertained by any recent Marvel movie. It's very formulaic, and I'm never in any real suspense or intrigue, but it kills a couple hours of my time. I will say Zach so far has been better than I expected, minus a few blunders like sending Christina Mandrell and Jess home, but overall just not a super drama-filled season. Thank you, Michael. 860 area code, I might be in the minority, but I'm enjoying this season. Although we don't really know anything about Zach, I feel like he is legitimately trying to get to know all the women, he listens and shares insights, and is no bullshit. People think he's dull, but I don't mind him at all. There is a lack of drama, but I sometimes feel like the drama takes away from the show. I like it. 860 area code. Thank you. Debbie, in the 818, I am pleasantly surprised and soothed by this boring season of The Bachelor. Boring in quotes. I'll take playing the hits over excessive producer shenanigans any day. I skipped Clayton's season because I could tell from the preview that it was going to be all fighting and crying. Heart emoji. Thank you, Debbie. Debbie. Amanda in Dubai, is this season entertaining? It's fine. It's traditional. It's taking itself seriously, but it's not entertaining. I think you guys hit the nail on the head. I don't feel invested in anyone. I don't care who wins or loses. I think you need to have a villain doing well. The tension makes you root for the good guys. It's refreshing the girls are not toxic, but it's also boring to have the other extreme, aka sister wives, and kind of creepy. I don't think anything will ever top Hannah's season for comedy and Peter's season for pure bachelor incompetence. Thank you, Amanda. I feel the same way.
Never say never.
If the good characters have foils to contend with, they can display certain traits that draw you to them. They can get you on their side and you do start rooting for them. When everyone is good, they all blend together.
That's true.
Shayla from Houston. I'm one of the few that wasn't bothered about Zach being named The Bachelor. I liked him on The Bachelorette and think he is quite handsome. With that being said, LOL in parentheses, I think he's been doing a pretty good job this season, with a couple of exceptions. He definitely mishandled the situation with Jess, and he overreacted with Greer during that awkward Zoom call. As far as the dark horse this season, I think it's Ariel. I do see the chemistry between them, and he did mention he could see her being his best friend. So she might just surprise us and make it until the end. Thank you, Shayla. This is from Michelle. I'm enjoying the season much more than I expected. It's reminded me of how much I enjoy the traveling they do on the show. I like the in-your-face, AB, European cobblestones. I like the beach and London locations, and Estonia looked like a fairy tale. Michelle also says, I think the dark horse is Ariel. Her conversation with Kat, where she called her out for stealing him away, made me laugh, but she was also respectful of Kat. I thought their chemistry on the spa date was good. The situation was set up to be awkward, but instead they seemed totally comfortable together and like they were actually having fun. I think she got a great edit this episode, and I have a feeling that means something. Keep an eye on Ariel. Thank you, Michelle.
Okay.
Adrian from Tampa Bay. I've been pleasantly surprised with how much I like Zach until recently. It seems as though our boy doesn't do well with conflict, which is why he's so quick to cut the women. This didn't hit me until he sent Jess home this past week over a misunderstanding, question mark. He's turning into a darker Ben Higgins. Thank you, Adrian. What is the question for next week?
I want to know Bachelorette predictions,
right? Of course, of course.
It's the time. I want to know. I think, so you're putting your one, I'm gonna give one name. You gave your name, it's Gabby. You think it's Gabby.
I think she would make a good one. I think she's got a good chance at it. Who do you think it is?
I think
it's Gabby. If I had to guess, I would think it's Gabby.
I'm picking Brooklyn.
Okay.
But let's hear you pick.
Yeah, I would like to know who do you want and who do you think it's going to be? And if you know the answer,
no, please don't
sit this one out. Don't spoil it.
Yeah, just sit
it
out. Just sit it out.
773-234-7794.
Sorry about what I said about people that spoilers earlier, if that's you. Sorry about that.
I might be cutting a lot of that out. We'll see, because that's a good chat. Probably 40% of our listenership.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean it.
The Rose League scoring update.
How are you doing?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Me?
Rim. Yeah, Rim. How is Rim doing?
I have yet to finish in the top third this season, so just typical, much like my schoolwork days.
Sure.
C or lower.
Enough to pass, but never really under challenging the top of the class.
No, they're not worried about old Rim snapping at their heels.
They're not worried about Rim sneaking up there.
Yeah. Oh, don't fuck the curve up, Rim. Nobody ever said that.
It's not too low. You're not helping the curve. You're not hurting the curve. Yeah, you're just right there, smack dab in the middle.
Oh, I wish. We only had 28 people tie for first this week. Congrats to them.
Hey.
The sticker winner this week is Team Looking for My Person.
Good name.
Purse. Team Looking for My Purse Son. P-U-R-S-E-S-O-N.
Purse son. You're going to
have
to help me out
there. Looking for
my
purse, son. Just a fun little play on words. Send us a message on Instagram or the mailbag, and we will get you a sticker. Let us know which one you'd like, and we'll send you a link. The season standings are Team Stella Luna with 796, TLBDMB 783, Brit 31, 771, Kate Hoop 769, In a Team Bush and Patriot both have 768. Season winner gets a t-shirt, by the way. Thanks to everyone for playing. All right, AB, let's hear it. Bachelor headline of the week.
Okay, here's the headline from ET. The Bachelor Zach reveals what he begged and pleaded for during his season and why he was told no. Did you see this from E?
Hair gel.
No. No.
What? Layers, more layers. Locations that require more layers. Are conducive to layering.
Can we go to more cold places? No, he asked.
Vests, please. Puffy vests.
This was this was an interesting article from E regarding the COVID curveball that he got. He revealed that he actually asked them to completely shut things down until he was healthy. Let's shut
I'm
this
sure
shit
he
down.
Did.
They told him, no, we have to keep going. So he didn't want to do any of the Zoom stuff, basically. He didn't want to do the Zoom stuff. He didn't want to do any of that. He wanted to just shut it down, pick back up in a week, and go from there. He didn't want to do that stuff.
I thought it was all about the lead's journey and putting them in a position to find their person. I thought they could make adjustments based on that. I didn't think the structure would prevent them from doing so. Heartbreaking.
He was told, we have to keep this going. Okay. Obviously, he was told, no, he had to do all this stuff. The train does not stop. Interesting article from E. Probably my last headline of the week. Now that I know the Bachelorette's out there, I simply cannot afford to find that out right now. I want to know on Good Morning America with the rest of America. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, thank you, EB. And thank you, ET, for the breaking news. Power rankings. I predict we have identical power rankings. You want to say them at the same time?
Yeah.
All right, number four.
Wait.
Three.
Hold up. Who's all here again?
Oh, you haven't written them?
No.
I don't want to say it.
Underneath the hood rim, I just pull up the thing and I tell you the names. Yeah.
Well, you're probably real tired. You're like the Popeyes lady outside on the bench after looking up your headlines of the week. Oh, boy. Can't do a power rankings after all that.
Okay. Do you have any gags in there?
No gags. This is straight shooter. 1 to 4.
1 to 4. All four spots filled.
All four spots filled with people who are still on the show. Okay. No gag. Gag free. The gag is saying them at the same time. You can't double up on
you
gags.
You can't double gag. You can't double gag. Okay. Who do we have left? We have four people left.
Yep.
We have
Don't
Gabby.
Say them. Don't.
No, I'm not. This isn't an order.
I know, but you are ruining it. I mean, you're taking away from that.
Katie, Gabby. I just want to get the names correct. Charity and who am I missing?
Ariel. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Four.
Three, two, one. Charity.
Ariel.
All right. That's fine. They're interchangeable.
Three, we three two, one. Cherry.
Ariel.
Yeah. Just flip those two.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Two, three two, one.
Gabby.
Blank. It's blank. It's blank. It's blank.
So your
Move
number two is
down.
Blank.
Move everyone down. Five, Ariel. Four, Charity. Three, Gabby. One.
Okay. Yeah.
Two blank. One Katie. Okay.
I agree.
Blank.
Katie number one, Gabby number two.
Yeah.
And
Put
I predict Gabby will get a bachelorette edit, as they say.
So you think Charity's going home next week? Is what you're saying?
Probably. Ariel's just come on so strong with him lately.
She has. She
and,
has.
And Charity
I almost
has
put her
just
at
been
two.
Treading water. Yeah.
So I don't know why I put her at four.
I don't know why you put her at four either.
That's what lack of preparation gets you.
I almost put her at two. I don't believe you. She's four.
Well, why didn't you put him at three then?
Why didn't you do that? Okay, that's all we got. Wine tumblers, 20% off this week. No promo code needed.
A big
rim and AB.
May I say, Rim? May I say a big more Rim and AB this week?
We don't promote that. Nope. We promoted last week.
No, it's a big one.
Yeah, it's too
big.
I'm actually dreading it.
A lot of big things.
Oh, Vanderpump Rules.
Vanderpump Rules? That's the biggest thing going right now.
Yeah.
You have Oscars. You have what some would question, it's called bigger than Vanderpump? AB answers for his soap use in the shower? People are, holy cow, I don't know who's had a worse week, me or Sandoval. I don't know who's had a worse week.
Al Gore
I have some questions to answer. We both have questions to answer. Okay?
Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. Talk to you later.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.